What do we need papers for?
People are always criticising the press in Britain today, aren't they? But a few years ago, we used to be proud of having a great variety of excellent newspapers. What do you think, Susan? Are our newspapers worse than they used to be?
I'm not really sure that I'm qualified to give an opinion, Tony, because I only buy a newspaper on Sunday, and I don't have the time to read all of that.
Yes, I know what you mean.
I think you have to ask yourself why people should wish to read a newspaper. I imagine that the original reason for buying a newspaper was to discover what the news was. But these days, we can get all the news we want simply by turning on the radio or TV. We don't actually need newspapers for the news anymore, do we?
That's right, Susan. In fact, do we really want or need so much news? Do we really want to know the details of some political problem which the government is facing this week when we all know that everybody will forget the whole thing in 2 or 3 weeks?
Well, some people might want to know about the government's problems if they're interested in politics. This suggests that we are very selective in what we want to read in newspapers, just as we choose which TV programme to watch, or what food to cook and eat. Do you agree, Tony?
Yes. And maybe many people are not interested in news and political comment, which is why some of the tabloids have almost no serious news in them.
You mean they concentrate instead on sex scandals and competitions and pictures of women wearing very few clothes?
Yes.
We think that we're intellectually superior if we're interested in news and current events. But is that right?
No, I don't think so.